Good morning. My name is Chris Bowater. I live in Lincoln, here with my wife Leslie. And it's a privilege to share this lockdown Sunday with you. It's very interesting times, very strange, challenging, thought-provoking times that we're living in. But it's a real honor to be here with your church in Northern Ireland. I've known Mark Bailey for a few years now and have loved getting to know him and his family. And I met your pastor Stephen many years ago when he was just a young student at the Elam Bible College. And so feel like I have a connection with you guys. And I pray that this morning God will help us with a message from his heart. I'm calling my message, God wants to get your attention. I don't know what you think the reason for this season is and what you're thinking about in this time of distancing and isolation, for some real loneliness, for some real challenges, having the children at home and home educating and homeschooling and all that kind of thing in the midst of life. But I do believe that in it all and through it all, Jesus is still Lord. I have to believe that. I have to believe that God has not surrendered his place of the throne. He is still sovereign. And so it hasn't taken him by surprise what's happening. So what's it all about? Well, I'm not wise enough or clever enough to have all the answers of that. But I would suggest that in all of this, God wants to get our attention. We've had some scriptures read to us. And in the readings of the scripture, we read about three characters who are very well known to us if we've been in the church for some time. The story of Moses at the burning bush. Probably not anyone who's been through Sunday school that hasn't had that Bible passage read to them. And then there was Elijah in the cave. And then there was Samuel, who got woken up by a voice. And so, quite briefly and quite simply, hopefully, I'm going to share some thoughts about these three characters. God wants to get our attention. You see, Moses was just getting on doing what he did every day. He was looking after the sheep. He was a shepherd. He was out in the hills and in the fields, out in the loneliness, I guess, the isolation, probably not a lot of people to talk to. And how many of you know that you don't have great conversations with sheep? But on this one day, and for many of us, this might be such a day, the ordinary became the extraordinary. The normal became anything but normal. You see, Moses, just doing what he was doing, saw a bush on fire. Now, that in itself was probably not a major thing to look at. I'm sure in his time in a hot country, he'd often seen bushes that had been set afire by the sun. But on this occasion, something got his attention. And the thing that got his attention was that the fire burnt on, but didn't burn out. That's an important lesson. And that would get your attention because you expect when you see something on fire for it to begin to disintegrate. But the fire burnt the bush, but it didn't burn it out. And the Bible says he came aside to look at this phenomenon. Something was happening outside of the normal. And then it got immensely more significant, because from out of the bush came a voice. Now, it's not every day that you stand there listening to a bush talking to you, or even talking back to it. I guess if that happened to any of us, we might expect to be taken away in a van somewhere with people with white coats. But Moses heard a voice coming out of the bush. And in this encounter, Moses had his life turned around. He heard the bush say, "Take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground." And I've thought about this a lot over the years. Why take your shoes off? Holy ground. And I understand in the culture when people entered into the temple, they took off their sandals. And Eastern religions still do that. But I also think that God was saying to Moses, what you trusted in the past, what you've expected to happen in the past, things are about to change. You're having an encounter with me, and this is holy ground. And when we're standing in a holy place, things change. People change. Our lives change. And then he was invited to take the rod that he was holding and throw it to the ground, because God wanted to show something for Moses, that his future was going to be dependent not on his own strength, but in what God was going to do through him and with him. And of course, you remember when he threw the rod down, it turned into a serpent. And then God says, "Hey, now pick it up again." Now, I don't know about you, but you're going to be very careful which end you pick up first. And may I suggest that in this time when God is actually causing us to lay things down, when we pick it up again, there is a different care of how we pick it up. I actually believe, church, that how we pick up the new normal of church after COVID-19 is going to require a lot of care. But Moses picked it up, and this time it became the rod again. Was this the same old rod that he'd leant on? Was this the same old rod that he carried around with him everywhere he went? Well, it looked like it. But actually, this was going to be a very different rod. This was going to be a rod that, when stretched out across the waters, would see the sea divided, and that water would come out of a rock when it was struck. It was going to be imbued with unbelievable supernatural power. Can I pray that for you and me today? As God is seeking to get our attention, that when we pick up the new normal after this season of virus, however long that will be, can we believe that God actually has a new supernatural plan for us? He has a plan of deliverance to be on his people. Because God was wanting to get hold of Moses' attention to turn him from being a shepherd to being a deliverer of the people of Israel. Brothers and sisters, today, this can be the most amazing, transforming time of your life. Because God is trying to get your attention. I saw a picture, I think it was probably on Facebook, hey. But it said this: "Shh, God is wanting to speak." And I think somehow that is a great summary of what all this season is about. It's time to be still, to know who God is. It's time for him to take his rightful place in our lives. It's time for him to bring his purposes, his plans, and his direction. God got his attention to produce obedience. Obedience is far better than sacrifice, the Bible says. May I suggest it's far better than our activities or our reputation to live in simple obedience. And just as the mother of Jesus said to the disciples at the first miracle of turning water into wine, whatever he says to you, do it. And beloved, today I encourage you to be a people who in this season are listening to the voice of heaven for the new supernatural mission on our lives and mission on our churches. Elijah, well, he was running away. I mean, we know Elijah. He was the one who famously stood in front of the prophets of the Baal and summoned fire from heaven. And against all the odds, God answered his prayer. Do you remember that story? Well, even prophets have bad days. And at the sound of the voice of a woman who was after him, because her God had been defeated, well, Elijah legged it. He ran off into the hills, into the mountains, and found himself in a cave, hiding. My friends, is it possible that in this season of lockdown, shut down, locked out, shut out of all kinds of things, is it possible that some of us are hiding? But in our hiding, God wants to get our attention because he knows where we are. He knows where we're hiding. Do you remember in the Garden of Eden? Adam, who used to walk with God in the cool of the evening, after sin had entered his heart, the first thing Adam did was hide. Because that's what sin does. It causes us to hide. Well, God walked into the garden one evening, as he had always done, to walk with his friend Adam, and he wasn't to be seen. Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? Now, here's a question. Has the almighty, omniscient, omnipresent, all-authority God suddenly forgotten where Adam was? Couldn't he see him with his all-seeing eyes? Listen, of course God knew where Adam was. The question was to help Adam understand where Adam was. When God asks us a question, church, he's not looking for information. He's certainly not looking for advice. He's looking for our obedience. He's looking for our understanding. He's looking for our awareness of ourselves. Adam, don't you realize what you're doing right now? Because of sin, it has separated you from me. And it was, in effect, Elijah's disobedience that caused him to hide, not fulfilling what God had asked him to do. And there he was in the cave, a rather perplexed and a rather fearful prophet. And while standing in the mouth of the cave, some things began to happen in the elements. First of all, there was a rock-shattering wind that smote the mountain around Elijah, with rocks breaking into pieces. Surely such a spectacular event would announce the presence of the Lord and illustrate his power for Elijah's future. But no, the Lord was not in the wind. And then there was a dreadful earthquake, shaking even the very foundations under his feet. But again, the Lord was not in the earthquake. There was a sudden fire. And surely this would announce the presence and the activity of God, because, hey, that was the last thing Elijah recognized. Because we always look to the last thing that happened, don't we? That God's going to do that again. But God was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a gentle blowing of wind, a faint whisper, a quieter voice. It was hushed and it was low. And Elijah knew instantly it was God. You see, we expect God always to turn up in the spectacular. But here, he manifested himself in a whisper. Can I suggest to us, church, in these times, that the God of all comfort, of compassion, the peaceable, the gentle, the reasonable, full of mercy, good God, wants to get our attention. And he does it with a whisper. In fact, the story of my life is rarely, even though I've deserved it, God has not responded with anger, because mercy has always triumphed. But he comes and he draws near with a whispered voice of love. God wants to get your attention today. Not in the ways that you expected. I mean, who would have expected this season? But God wants to speak with you in the gentlest of ways, to restore you and me to our God-given purposes. And finally, we read about Samuel, a little boy who was being mentored, if you like, in the temple by Eli the priest. And he was used to the voice of Eli. He was used to the sounds of him moving around the temple. And this one night he was asleep. He was in his bed and he heard a voice. And he goes to Eli and says, "You called me." "No," said Eli, "go back to bed. Come on. Just settle down again." The voice came a second time. "Samuel." Immediately, Samuel gets up and says, "Eli, are you playing games with me? You did call me. You really did. I heard you call my name." Eli said, "No, Samuel, it's not me. But next time, if you hear a voice, it may just be God is trying to get your attention. And say, 'Here I am, Lord. Your servant is listening.'" I wonder in this time how many of us have awoken moments in the night. And we wake up for seemingly no apparent reason. Maybe God is trying to get our attention. Maybe instead of just turning over and going back to Zedland, we actually say, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to speak in the middle of the night? So much of my story, beloved, has been in the middle of night times. Not just literal night times, but physical night times of life that God has spoken to me. And he's awakened me to my purposes. He's awakened me to my dreams and my hopes. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. So finally, believe God wants to speak to you. Because God is a communicating God, is a fellowship God. He loves to speak with his children. Secondly, choose to actively listen. Participate. Don't let it just be like noise in the background, like music, but listen. Big difference between hearing and listening. Determine to follow what he says. Purpose in your heart that when he speaks, you will obey. And get quiet often. Find ways of entering into that quiet place. And finally, choose to move closer. In this time when we have so much time, the excuses have been taken away from us of, I haven't got time to pray, I haven't got time to read the word, I haven't got time to listen to God. I've now got all the time in the world. And probably you have as well. But in this time, seek his face and seek his voice. Because God is trying to get our attention. God bless you. Thank you for the privilege of being with you today. I hope that maybe one day, in the flesh, I can come and visit. Bye-bye and God bless. Stay safe and stay well.